The dismissal of a part-time reporter late last year at West Virginia Public Broadcasting has opened a window onto years of political pressure on the station. That pressure has come from the highest reaches of state government. Here's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik.
Let's start back in November. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Amelia Farrell Nicely reported on allegations that state health officials had ignored signs of abuse at state-run facilities.
Reports of people with disabilities being strangled, being forced to use the bathroom outside, and dying from inappropriate nutrition.
Nicely's story kicked off a firestorm. The state secretary of health wrote an 8.5-page letter demanding the story be retracted. The story remains on the station's website. But later that month, the health secretary, Bill Crouch, appeared on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. He was interviewed not by Nicely, but by news director Eric Douglas.
Let's talk about that. What were some of the issues you had with the article itself?
Yeah, I was very concerned about that. I thought the information was misleading and not really portrayed properly or fairly in any way.
That is what listeners heard. Here's what listeners did not hear. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's chief executive, Butch Antolini, ordered that interview up. And here's something else to know about him. He used to be Governor Jim Justice's top public relations aide. Antolini had demanded that Douglas, his news director, send him the questions ahead of time so he could veto or shape them. And he sat feet away from the two men, in studio, to make sure it went the way he wanted. That's according to three people with direct knowledge. Crouch's own spokesperson said a few weeks later that Antolini and he have been friends for decades. None of this, none of it, is the way independent journalism is supposed to work. Just to be clear, listeners heard a top state official doing damage control orchestrated by the station's own chief executive. Jesse Wright was West Virginia Public Broadcasting's news director from 2015 to 2020. He left before Antolini arrived. And he says the Justice Administration frequently complained about coverage, but the station batted it away.
The press acts as a check and a balance on government. And to be effective in that role, that press needs to have its independence. It needs to be free from interference from the people that it covers.
It's not that uncommon for states to own public media outlets. Accusations of political pressure on those outlets, however, are pretty rare. Nicely was pulled off her reporting in early December after the health secretary's complaints, and she was later dismissed at Antolini's direction. I spoke to 20 people for this story. They say what happened to Nicely was just the latest instance of a pattern of political pressure from the Justice Administration that dated back to news coverage of this.
The West Virginia billionaire and Democratic candidate for governor failed to pay more than $1 million in new mine safety penalties, according to federal accounting data.
That billionaire coal baron was Jim Justice. The governor switched parties and is no longer a billionaire, but the fines kept mounting. And NPR's Howard Berkus covered the story for years.
It showed he was the top delinquent with nearly $3 million in unpaid fines.
Journalists from West Virginia Public Broadcasting reported on it too, often with Berkus. In his first year in office in 2017, Governor Justice sought to kill all funding for the station. The state legislature ultimately cut $1 million. Top station executives warned against stories that would anger Justice or other state officials. Among the journalists there was Roxy Todd.
We all knew that our jobs could go at any moment if politicians fought that hard enough.
Todd was then a reporter and producer for the show Inside Appalachia.
Governor Justice's presence was always looming over us.
In 2021, a powerful state senator pushed once more to eliminate funding. That failed after a public outcry. Later that year, a board appointed by Justice gave Antolini the top job at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Again, Roxy Todd.
When I questioned him about his role within our newsroom, he expressed to me that he had the final say on which stories would be aired and which would be killed. And that gave me some concern.
Todd left. The governor's office and the former health secretary did not respond to my request for comment. The station wouldn't answer my questions. In a written statement, Antolini rejected any accusation of political interference. He says Amelia Nicely was let go after the station hired a full-time reporter. Nicely is back reporting at the State House, but for a small newspaper, not for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. A special committee of the state legislature is investigating. David Folkenflik, NPR News.